This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The markets are homing in on weather issues in northern Brazil. We'll have more right after this.
November is full of weekly observances, which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you, this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Continued dryness in the region is raising alarms on the upcoming crop. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest weather conditions in South America.
Well, the 1 to 5 day forecast shows good rains across most of Brazil. It's that northern portion, the northeastern portion is still too dry. You look at Argentina in that same time frame, they are getting rain in parts, but it is still there's still some areas on the northern portions of the growing area that are a little bit on the drier side. So that'll be something to watch. But as far as anything, they are still seeing good rains in most of the production areas in both Argentina and Brazil.
As for the current planting numbers in Brazil, though, McBride said things are still moving along.
Behind on soybean planting, the normal would put them about 78%. That's the five-year average, currently sitting at 68%. So they are still behind last year. They're behind the five-year average, but they're still moving along at a decent rate. On the corn side of things, this is 25% of their overall production, in line with the five-year average and last year, 86% right now. Five-year average puts them at 88. Last year they were at 87. So still moving along pretty well on Brazil's corn planting. The beans are the ones that are still behind on the average, but they're starting to get to more towards that mid to three quarters done, which helps push things along.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.